Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí have launched an investigation following a break-in at St Bridget's School in Convoy. The parents of two men facing murder charges in Australia say they just want their boys home. Donegal County Council has agreed to write to the Justice Minister to highlight the need for extra Garda resources in Donegal. And an information meeting is to be held this evening in Killigordon to offer advice on supporting young people affected by the death of Jasmine McMonagall. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the British Prime Minister Theresa May is facing a heavy defeat tonight as MPs vote on the Brexit withdrawal agreement. It comes as the Irish government has been upping preparations for a no-deal Brexit. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
In 2 hours' time, the Brexit withdrawal agreement will finally be voted on and will likely be heavily defeated. The DUP, Labour and many Conservative MPs will line up against it, throwing the Brexit process into more uncertainty. The Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has been speaking earlier. He warned the UK not to expect big changes to what's on the table if the vote's defeated.
We will not reopen the withdrawal agreement. I hope that there will be a positive outcome of the vote today, and if not, I think the UK is in a difficult position.
Meanwhile, here at home, cabinet ministers have been discussing plans for a no-deal scenario. They talked about transport and the common travel area, with the Taoiseach saying the supply of medicine was also high on the agenda.
They've decided against stockpiling. Their advice is that stockpiling itself may actually cause a break in supply. And they've identified a watch list of about 24 medicines that we would be most concerned about.
The government also plans to bring one big bill to the Dáil that will enact a raft of changes to legislation needed to prepare for a no deal. But as ever through this process, we wait for events to unfold in the UK before clearer plans can be made. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Gardaí are appealing for information following a break-in at St Bridget's National School in Convoy earlier this month. Computing equipment and a TV were stolen during the incident when the school was closed for the Christmas period. Sergeant Una Walsh is asking anyone with any information to come forward.
Between the Tuesday the 1st of January and Monday the 7th of January, when the school came back after the Christmas period, I discovered that the school had been broken into. A classroom door had been forcibly opened, and a Panasonic 40-inch TV and a Hewlett-Packard laptop were both stolen from the school.
Now, obviously, you'd be looking to hear from anyone who may have noticed anything suspicious in the area over that period.
That's correct. Well, although it was a weekly period, we're asking people, you know, if you're in the Convoy area, the vicinity of the school or in the town, you saw any suspicious vehicles, you know, anything out of order, something out of the norm, not what you would consider normal, to come forward and give us a shout at Letterkenny Garda Station, 07491 67100, please.
Donegal County Council has agreed to write to the Justice Minister to highlight the need for extra Garda resources in Donegal. It follows reports of an increase in burglaries, unprovoked assaults and dangerous driving in various parts of the county in recent months. Speaking today, following the backing of his motion by members of the Letterkenny Municipal District, Councillor Adrian Glacken says Garda resources are stretched to the limit in the county and action needs to be taken to protect it.
It's a common sense thing, you know, the figures of the numbers of Gardaí has been really decimated in recent years, and resources, you know, obviously we have big challenges ahead with Brexit. Again, you know, this is going to be a big issue going forward. Border region, is it secured? You know, when you look at it at the minute, even today there's been reports of a break-in at a school in Convoy with numerous other break-ins. You know, there's a severe lack of confidence that the resources are available at present to have the correct protection on this, not to mention all the other incidents we talked about, dangerous driving and assaults or whatever else. Like, you know, the Garda resources are stretched to the max. I think it's definitely very positive, and I'm really happy that the rest of the councillors have supported this as well.
There were concerns raised there this afternoon that the Commissioner, Drew Harris, doesn't really have the tools to police border towns and rural communities.
That remains to be seen at the minute. Like, if you look at it, as Councillor McMonagall said, like, Ireland is 80% a rural area. You know, his expertise, obviously, is in the intelligence, so it remains to be seen, you know, if he's got the support and wherewithal to support the rural regions. Obviously, the number of Garda stations in rural areas has also been decimated in later years. So these are trends that need to be reversed to a certain extent. You know, there's plenty of Gardaís coming out of Templemore, but again, they're not coming to Donegal. This is something that is the main crux of the motion today, is to make sure that the numbers of Gardaí in Donegal are extended. Also, the issue, like, there's been an awful lot of Gardaí who have retired over recent years and they haven't been replaced. You know, there's Gardaí that maybe are out in long-term sickness and maybe there's no sign of them coming back, but they're still being counted as there. So these are just issues that need to be taken care of as soon as possible.
The parents of two Donegal men facing murder charges in Australia say they just want their boys home. Speaking to today's Inishowen Independent newspaper, the parents of Christopher McLaughlin and Nathan Kelly say their children are not guilty and they didn't set out to harm anyone. The pair are charged with the murder of 66-year-old Paul Tavalardis in Sydney on December the 29th. The McLaughlin and Kelly families claim the men came under attack by Mr. Tavalardis after they disturbed him, interfering with their Jeep. A strike by over 40,000 nurses and midwives will go ahead after talks between unions and the HSE ended without agreement. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, the Psychiatric Nurses Association and the HSE held a 90-minute meeting earlier to try to reach agreement on issues surrounding pay and conditions. Sian Beattie has more.
When nursing unions arrived at today's talks, they weren't hopeful but did expect some concrete proposals they could put to their members. However, they emerged disappointed that they got no cost proposals and prepared to continue with their strike plan. The INMO will hold the first of six 24-hour strikes on January 30th, while the PNA will stage a three-day stoppage from February 12th in a row over pay, recruitment and retention. Peter Hughes, General Secretary of the PNA, says nurses wanted more from the meeting.
95% of our members have voted to go on strike. It's going to take very meaningful measures to address it.
A HSE contingency planning team will meet them tomorrow to prepare hospitals for the strikes. A meeting on the nurses' pay demands will be held on Monday. Phil Nihay is General Secretary of the INMO.
They have agreed that these matters must be addressed and they are now going back to their principals to have further discussions.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach has told the Dáil nurses won't be getting special treatment.
And it wouldn't be fair or affordable to offer a special deal for one group in the public service and then say to every other group in the public service that we've no money left for you.
Shane Beattie, Dublin.
An information meeting is to be held this evening in Killygordon to offer advice on supporting young people affected by the death of Jasmine McMonagall. The mother of two was murdered at her home in Forest Park in Killygordon on Friday, January the 4th. The event will be held in the conference room at the Keg Centre between 7 and 9.30pm and psychologists will be on hand to offer advice to parents and adults concerned about supporting children and young people following the tragedy. There are further calls on Irish Water to appoint a dedicated team to deal with public concerns from local representatives. It follows fears raised that ongoing work in the Circular Road area of Letterkenny will have a major impact on local businesses. Sewage works began in the area last night, however, it's claimed the nature of the work could result in it taking up to a year to complete. The road, which is home to a number of businesses and the gateway to a heavily populated area, is to be closed intermittently until works are complete. Councillor Jeremy McMonagall, however, is hopeful a dedicated team will be established.
Not just for the work that's going in Letterkenny, but for any works going across the counties, but in particular for this work in the Circular Road, because of the large population, the large business community that's in that area, I think it's very, very important that a dedicated person with their contact tales known to the business and the local community, and indeed to us, the local members, would be a step in the right direction, and one that would help facilitate the good management of this particular operation on the Circular Road.
Because you were saying today that a lot of businesses in the area were either not consulted at all or barely consulted about the extent of these works.
Yeah, we met with a number of business representatives today from that area, and they were pointing out to us the difficulty that's already come about with only one night's work, that the signs are still up around Glencar and at the top of the Circular Road, suggesting that the Circular Road is closed for business. The Circular Road is open for business. The Circular Road is open to traffic and it's open to the local community, and for the local community to visit and support the local businesses in that area, which they have been doing now for decades. I think it's a job of work for us to do as a council, and indeed for Irish Water and the contractor, to get that message out there that the Circular Road is not closed. We got the support of the members here today and the executive that we'll they'll get a meeting, a face-to-face meeting with Irish Water and the contractor very, very shortly, and that we will get an assurance from them that they will put a dedicated person with contact details in vogue for this particular operation on the Circle Road because of the large number of people that's going to affect and the large number of businesses that it's beginning to affect.
Seamus Maguire, who is set to be co-opted onto Donegal County Council to replace John Campbell, says along with his own abilities, he will be bringing the experience of Thomas Pringle and Mr Campbell to his constituents. Independent Mr Campbell announced his resignation from the council last week and said he would be assisting with a coordinated effort to bring more independents onto the council in this year's local elections. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Mr Maguire said the chance to serve as a councillor before May's election will stand him in good stead.
When I sat down with John and Thomas, we went through all the issues and all the variables, and I was, I suppose, impressed by the plan outlaid by John and Thomas in terms of their strategy going forward with the grouping of independents and their plan for the local elections in May. It's a big task, but we went round and spoke to John's supporters, and I'm excited to get out there now and get out ahead of May and get out and meet the people. I'm already dealing with issues in terms of issues with roads and grants and wind turbines, and last week I was in a meeting with the business focus group with a number of the other councillors.
There's a learning curve there too, because I mean, of course, you can be involved in these issues outside of the council chamber, but what happens within the council chamber can often be a very different sort of scenario.
Absolutely. And I suppose that was one of the determining factors for me. When I sat with John, he said, look, I'm taking a step back, but I'm looking after this grouping of independents, but I'm going to be working alongside you. I speak to John on a daily basis. He's got 8 years' experience in the council, so when I have a question, I pick up the phone and ask him. And that's a huge benefit going forward for me as a new councillor coming in. And we also can roll back then to a sitting TD. We have a fully manned constituency office. We have Thomas Pringle there with over 20 years' experience. So combined, I'm sitting there with 28 years' experience behind me.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Gear up for 2019 with a massive winter sale in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic games. In Donegal, they'll take on Cork in a doubleheader of league action on St. Patrick's weekend at Park of Kieve. Declan Boner's side will meet the Rebel County at the newly renovated home of Cork GAA on Saturday the 16th of March, with the Division 2 game due to start at 2 o'clock that afternoon. The curtain raiser will also feature both counties as the Donegal Senior Ladies, under the management of Maxi Curran, play the hosts in their fifth round of Division 1 games and the second of their three away fixtures. The Donegal Ladies start their league campaign at Croke Park on Saturday the 2nd of February against Dublin, while the Donegal Men begin their league season away to Clare on Sunday the 27th of January. Elsewhere, John McEnough has been confirmed as a new PRO for Donegal GAA. At last night's county meeting in Ballybofey, the Bundoran man was installed in the role and takes over from the outgoing Ed Byrne, who moves to Ulster Council Delegate on the Executive. And Mayo, they looked set to be without Killian O'Connor for their first three Alliance Football League Division 1 games. The Ballintubber forward underwent keyhole surgery in December to fix some wear and tear behind his kneecap. Mayo, they opened their top flight campaign with the visit of Roscommon to Castlebar on Saturday week before games with Tyrone and Cavan. It's hoped O'Connor could be fit for Mayo's meeting with Dublin at Croke Park on February the 23rd. In other news, the Donegal Sports Star Award Committee has announced their Hall of Fame inductee for next week's events. PJ Lynch has the details.
One of the founding members of the Donegal Sports Star Awards, Father Michael Sweeney, is to be inducted into the organisation's Hall of Fame at the annual presentation function in the Mount Errigal Hotel on Friday week, the 25th of January. The Fanad native is one of the best known figures in Donegal soccer for over four decades and came to national attention as a result of his managerial successes with Fanad United and PCC Falcara. In total, five teams under Father Mick's guidance won national titles from 1978 to 1988. With Fanad, he won the FAI Youth Cup in 1979 and the famous Intermediate Cup in 1988. He led PCC Falkara to three FAI All-Ireland Schools titles, two under-16 cups and a senior crown, while the small rural team was selected to represent the Republic of Ireland at an international tournament in Belgium in 1983. The Donegal Sportstar Awards are on Friday the 25th of January in the Mount Errigal Hotel. It's fitting that he should be the 43rd inductee, having been one of the founding members of the organisation in 1976.
PJ Lynch reporting. Well, Finn Harps, they play their opening pre-season fixture this evening. Ollie Horgan's New Look Harps play First Division Galway United at McSherry Park in Sligo. Kickoff 7:45. The Harps manager is likely to include one or two players on trial for tonight's game, while supporters will get a chance to see several of the new arrivals at the club in action tonight. In the FAI School Senior B Girls National Cup semi-final today, it was a great result for Mulroy College in Milford. They defeated St Joseph's SS of Foxford by 3-2. Laura Duguera with a goal and Catherine Greer with 2 to give Mulroy College Milford victory and put them through to this year's finals. Well done to them. Elsewhere in soccer, former Republic of Ireland manager Martin O'Neill is back in club management. He's been confirmed as the new manager of Nottingham Forest, a side with whom he won 2 European Cups under Brian Clough. O'Neill takes charge of Forest with the club 9th in the championship table and 4 points outside the playoffs. And Liverpool's injury list that continues to lengthen, with Trent Alexander-Arnold, the latest defender, retreating to the treatment room. Now, the full-back will be out for up to 4 weeks with a knee injury. Meanwhile, Jorginho Wijnaldum is also a doubt for this Saturday's visit of Crystal Palace to Anfield. And it's understood Arsenal have not offered Peter Cech a goal coaching a coaching role at the club following his decision to retire at the end of the current season. The Czech goalkeeper says he feels he has achieved everything he's set out to achieve in the game. On the pitch tonight, Wolves, they'll await the winners of tonight's FA Cup third round replay between Stoke City and League One Shrewsbury. A trip to Holders Chelsea is the prize on offer at Kenilworth Road, where Luton they play Sheffield Wednesday, and Newcastle they hope to avoid an upset at Championship side Blackburn Rovers. In rugby, Luke McGrath is to miss Ireland's entire Six Nations campaign for the second consecutive year. The Leinster scrum half has been ruled out for up to 8 weeks after suffering a knee ligament injury during Saturday's Heineken Champions Cup win over Toulouse. Meanwhile, as Leinster captain Jonathan Sexton, he'll miss Sunday's Pool One trip to Wasps. The out half is yet to fully recover from the knee tendon problem that he suffered in the Christmas loss to Munster at Thomond Park. Sean O'Brien, Robbie Henshaw and Devon Toner, they will all return to full training with the province this week. Rob Kearney and Dan Levy, they're facing further assessments on quad and calf injuries. In snooker, Neil Robertson completed a remarkable turnaround to earn a place in the quarterfinals of the Masters. The 2012 winner came from 3-1 down at the mid-session interval to beat Mark Williams by 6-3 at Alexander Palace. Robertson will face the winner of tonight's meeting of Barry Hawkins and Sean Murphy in the last 8. Finally, for this evening in tennis, Simona Halep avoided becoming the first world number one to suffer successive Grand Slam first round exits. The Australian Open women's top seed needed 3 sets to beat Kaya Kanepi in Melbourne this morning. There was no such issues for US Open champion Naomi Osaka, who beat Magda Linetti inside an hour and in straight sets. Elsewhere, the Williams sisters, Serena and Venus, both progressed, as did the men's top seed Novak Djokovic, while 7th seed Dominic Thiem, he needed 5 sets to see off the challenge of world number 71, Beno Pouari. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the appointment of a Gaeltacht tourism officer for Donegal has been widely welcomed. Donegal County Council, in conjunction with Uteris na Gaeltacht, announced today that Mari Ní Ferry will take up the role. The development of a marketing campaign to showcase the Gaeltacht areas within the county is now set to commence. However, while welcoming the post, Cathaoirleá of Donegal County Council, Councillor Seamus O'Donnell, says it is now up to the local authority to work in collaboration with Ms Ní Ferry with the best interest for the area at the fore.
What we need to do with this tourism officer is to get them to engage with the various stakeholders, that being hoteliers, B&B owners, people who are involved in the tourism sector, and equally the community groups who are doing good in our county. We do recognise and appreciate the fact that tourism is an ever-growing and increasing employment sector within our county, but to maximise the amount of good and revenue that can be generated from tourism, we need to be assisting people and not putting obstacles in their way when they want to do something positive that is very good for our county and that will create and generate employment for all in our county.
And indeed, as you said, the tourism industry and the hospitality industry, they could work together and boost the whole economy.
Absolutely, and let the council perhaps be the fulcrum that will bring people together and allow people to view each other as an assisting method rather than competing against each other. For instance, if there's two hotels in an area or a region, when one hotel has deals or something on, that the other hotel then should be, you know, doing something outside of that time, and that they should be working together rather than not, and rather than seeing each other as competitors. If we can get people to our county, they're going to spend money in our county. That's going to benefit everybody in our county. We have the raw product and we have the beauty in Donegal. We have the accolades from National Geographic. We've seen the benefits of Ballyliffin last year that was viewed by 500 million households worldwide. So we have the raw material, but we need to bring it together.
And finally in news, Supermac's managing director isn't sure whether McDonald's will appeal a decision to have its Big Mac trademark cancelled throughout Europe. A new Supermac's restaurant was opened in Donegal last November as part of the Donegal Town Plaza service station. McDonald's had argued that the trademark was in use in a number of EU member states and gave evidence of its use in advertising, packaging and marketing. Among the fast food giant's evidence were three affidavits claiming significant sales of the burger, brochures and a printout from Wikipedia. However, the European Union Intellectual Property Office ruled that this wasn't enough evidence to prove genuine use of the trademark in Europe. Supermac's MD Pat McDonough says today's ruling is a significant one for small businesses in Europe.
May or may not be appealed, but at any rate, it's great to have this win. It certainly is a landmark decision, and it's good for a lot of small businesses across Ireland and across Europe that this decision has been made by the EU, because what they basically said is you either use the name you have or else you lose it.
Weather now mostly cloudy today with a few patches of light rain or drizzle. Southwest winds will strengthen and rain will begin to push in from the Atlantic as the evening progresses with maximum temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal County Council has agreed to write to the Justice Minister to highlight the need for extra Garda resources in Donegal. It follows reports of an increase in burglaries, unprovoked assaults and dangerous driving in various parts of the county in recent months. Meanwhile, Gardaí are appealing for information following a break-in at St Bridget's National School in Convoy earlier this month. Computing equipment and a TV were stolen during the incident when the school was closed for the Christmas period. The parents of two Donegal men facing murder charges in Australia say they just want their boys home. Speaking to today's Inishowen Independent newspaper, the parents of Christopher McLaughlin and Nathan Kelly say their children are not guilty and they didn't set out to harm anyone. And an information meeting is to be held this evening in Killigordon to offer advice on supporting young people affected by the death of Jasmine McMonagall. The mother of two was murdered at her home in Forest Park in Killigordon on Friday, January the 4th. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, January the 15th. The death has taken place of Mary Gallagher, Nae McNamee, Goland Ballybuffet. Wake tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 10:30. Going to St Mary's Church, Sheshe O'Neill Ballybuffet for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time only, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Kieran Henderson, 6 Lisowen Avenue, Buncrana. Remains reposing at his father Jim Henderson's residence, 7 Lisowen Avenue, Buncrana, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Patrick Pat White, Derry and formerly of 2 Church Terrace, Mobile. Removal from Collins' funeral premises, Culdath, tonight at 8 o'clock, going to his sister Lucy White's home, 2 Church Terrace, Mobile. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 22:11 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Mobile, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Jerry Looney, Brocca, St Johnston and formerly of Limerick City. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal tomorrow evening at 7:30, going to St Bethan's Church, St Johnston, to repose overnight, with funeral mass at 12 noon on Thursday and burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Cancer Research Ireland, care of Kelly's funeral directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Daniel O'Donnell, Cashel Leenan, Termin Danny O, formerly of Chicago. His remains are reposing at his brother Jimmy's home at Cashel Leenan. Funeral from there on Thursday morning to St Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by cremation service. House private from 10 o'clock both nights and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Letterkenny University Hospital. The death has taken place of Johnny Boyce, Lower Meva, Downings. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St John the Baptist Church, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Meva Cemetery. The death has occurred of Mary B. O'Donnell, Bavan Kilcar. Remains are reposing at her home. Removal from her home tomorrow morning at 11:30 for funeral mass in St. Carthus Church at Kilcar at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Kilcar Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. And the death has occurred of Marie Eileen McGinley, Nae Carr, St Shanahan's House, Ardra, and Castlecairn, Kilcar. Remains reposing at St Shanahan's House, Ardra, today until 11 o'clock. Removal tomorrow morning at 8:45 for funeral mass in St Carthus Church, Kilcar, at 10 o'clock, followed by private cremation in Cavan.